What's up, winners? This is the Win the Day podcast. My goal is to every episode give you strategy that you can begin to utilize to generate income online in your business in 10 minutes or less. So every episode, I make sure that I provide for you marketing and monetization methods for making money online. Today's episode, you definitely don't want to miss it. I'm digging into how to sell to people who don't want to be sold or marketed to. Check this out. Are you ready to win the day? Every hour is worth $100. The whole day is worth $2,400. You're going to pay yourself a minimum of $240, just 2 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less, and you lost the day. The life equation for success. Never stop. Never stop. Welcome back to another episode of Win the Day with Marcus Y. Rozier. I'm your host, Marcus Y. Rozier. Who else? So, in this episode, it's going to be short, sweet, and to the point because I want you to not just listen, but I want you to be able to execute everything that you hear. So, this is one of those episodes that's like going to the grocery store. There's no need to come in here and grab anything if you're not going to cook it and eat it. So, there's no reason for you to sit and listen to this. Matter of fact, if you're driving along in your car right now, you probably should pause and wait until you get home and you can take notes. So here's what I want to tell you. Here's the question we're going to ask and I'm going to unpack it. Everybody loves buying things, but everyone hates being marketed to and sold to. Everybody hates a salesman. So how did we get to a point that people love shopping? It's a pastime. People love relaxing. I mean, especially if you're talking about women. During the recession, I just recently read a statistic that says every business suffered except for the hairdresser. So here's what I'm going to ask. In a day and time where people love to shop online, people love to pull out their credit card, we're in more consumer debt than we've ever been in, but people still hate salesmen. They hate marketing. You hate ads. You might be looking on YouTube, watching your favorite show on YouTube or watching something on YouTube, and it's that person that pops up. Hey, see me in my Lamborghini. You're like, bro, come on. You're looking on Facebook and you're seeing ads pop up. So how do you, if you're a marketer, you know, I'm a marketer. One of the things that I do is help people market and monetize online. How do you create relationships with people and sell without being salesy? How do you get the attention of people and get them to, in essence, make the decision? Because once again, people love to buy things, but they hate being sold to and marketed to. So this is what I'm going to tell you in this episode, and I want you to try it out. Shoot me a message and tell me. Matter of fact, shoot me a Cash App because you're going to make some money off of this. So here's what you do. The first thing you're going to do is if you are looking to make money, to make sales, to be able to connect with an audience without being salesy, the first thing is people want to feel as if they made their own decision. Hey, pick a number between 1 and 2. 2. Oh, eliminate 2. The number's 1. If they, you know, and vice versa. In essence, you are framing for them and moving them towards something that is best for them. If a person is already hungry, all you have to do is describe food they're hungry for and they'll buy from you. So it is not so much about selling. It's about the strength of any business. It's not about being broad and generic. You know, Walmart, that's a specialty case. But if you are starting an online business, you cannot be Walmart, where people can come in and they can buy everything from Walmart except a car. But once they get their car, they can get it serviced there. You can't make money that way. Your job is to eliminate as many decisions as possible and move someone to an action. Now, let me not say someone. I'm talking about your dream client. It should be the person that you eat, sleep, breathe, know their favorite color. You know what they like, what their pain point, what keeps them up at night, what aggravates them, what frustrates them. What type of shows do they watch? What's the stuff that they would turn the channel on? What's the thing that locks their attention? Now, this might sound like a whole lot, but it's truth because the strength is in a niche. So let me really map it out for you. If I were to say that my general passion. I'm going to unpack this more in another episode, how to streamline your ideal or dream client. So I'm going to unpack it in some in this episode and then go into another one and explain it more. So let's say your general passion, and when I say general passion, I'm talking about like it's broad, it's Walmart, it's got everything, it's wide open. You cannot speak to a particular person. So you have to speak in such general language that the person can tell a mile away that you're marketing and selling, because you're not speaking directly to their issue. So you'll say things like you've gone through things versus you've gone through having your card decline, only having this much in your bank account while trying to start your first hair salon. The specifics of their situation and the specifics of the action they're trying to take makes the person who actually had that happen pay attention to your marketing. Then you pitch to them the solution you have. I went through the same thing. You tell them your story, and here is what I did in 3 steps. Now, when they purchase from you, you are not selling or marketing. You are telling your story that's similar to theirs. See, the strength of great marketing and the strength of great sales is in the backstory. People buy from people they love, like, and trust. So if they don't love you, they still might buy from you. If they like you, they might possibly buy from you. But if they don't trust you, you don't have a shot at it. So you at least need one or the other. So imagine now what you're ultimately doing is niching down. You're taking, instead of a general passion, you've got to then pinpoint, follow me now, general passion, you're going to move into a specific passion, and then you're going to move into a passion point. I'm going to say it again, a general passion, a specific passion, and a passion point. What is that? A general passion could be, I help people start business. That's general, because everybody in every industry is starting a business. A specific passion, I help people start hair businesses. That's specific. Now we move into a passion point, something that is the bullseye of that niche. So we know that we're dealing with people in business. We're dealing particularly with people who are starting beauty businesses. And this is an example. Now we move into, I help people who are starting beauty businesses create their own signature hairline products. See how that's a touch point. See how we niched all the way down from general businesses to, from your general passion, specifics would be beauty stores. That means anybody that's not in the beauty industry shouldn't be listening. You are super targeting those people that are in that industry. So anytime you speak, they listen. Everybody else know you're not talking to me. The more clear you are with your language, it is as if you call someone by name. Hey, Marcus, huh? I turn and I listen. But as long as you're not calling my name, I'll ignore you. Most people's marketing, they're not calling anybody by name. They're saying, hey, y'all, y'all is too broad. What you want the whole world to turn and listen? So the way that you market, man, is really following that from a general passion to a specific passion to a passion point. The passion point is the meeting point between you and another person, you and people in your industry. They love what you love. They like what you like. If you say, hey, it's like when you finally meet somebody and y'all like all the same stuff. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go home and watch such and such. Oh, you like that show, too? It's that when you are marketing, you should get some. Oh, me, too. Oh, man, she like, and a person now, they don't even know why they attracted to you, but they're attracted to you not because you're selling them something, but you are giving them a piece of themselves. I didn't want to give you all this in this episode, but I'm going to give it to you even more. So here's the big thing. Here's why people genuinely buy from you. All you need for people to buy from you, they buy from you because they identify that you're on the same journey they're on, but you are a couple steps ahead of them. That's really why people are buying from you. If you're in an industry different from them, they're not interested. But if you're in the same industry as me and you have accomplished something I haven't accomplished, I'm on step 0, you inspire me to start. I'm on step 1, you're on step 5, you have something to teach me. See, that's where it goes. If I'm on 0 and you're on 5, you're inspiring me to get started, because your process should tell me, hey, why you been waiting this long wanting to do it? You can do it this simple. So you took me from 0, inspired me and said, okay, I quit before. I'm going to use the example. I tried to write a book, didn't know how to write it, but your process made it easier. So now I'm going to start. That's good marketing messaging. Then the reason why they shop from you, because when they get in the hunt to write a book or start a beauty store or start a digital agency or move into consultancy, they can shop with anybody. Why do they choose you? They choose you because you directly identify with them. You have the life they want. If they were going to do it, they would do it the way you do it. See, you're niching down because you're looking for people that look like you, sound like you. And I think sometimes we overlook ourselves as a customer. The best market research is you, because genuinely the things you're interested in, the people that you're going to sell to are interested in the same thing. So the best market research is yourself. What wouldn't you buy if you wasn't selling it? Right? What wouldn't you buy if you wasn't selling it? And that, my friends, is how you market and sell to people that don't want to be marketed and sold to. They want to buy, but it's up to us to move them along the lines of why they should, by the way that we describe our products and services, and by the way we move them towards a sale and make it easy. Now, I didn't deal with the sales part, but let me deal with that for just a piece. I told you why they decide to shop with you. Here's the sales piece. The sales piece should do one of two things. It should remind them of their pain point. So if they don't buy it, what pain are they left with? What problem are they left with? Or it should incentivize them to feel as if they got a deal so good that they would lose money by not buying it. Now, it's other methods, and I'm going to deal with more sales strategies, but those two are the ones I'm going to give you right now. Stop being greedy. Just take those before you even, I know you right now saying, hey, no, give me some more. No, eat what you got on your plate. Here are the two that you need right now. Your sales strategy, now write it down, should immediately, it should remind them of their pain point, and it should, like, literally that, and it should leave them with their problem. Like, if they don't shop with you, okay, keep your problem. Your messaging should tell them that, and last but not least, it should incentivize them. You should offer them a deal that's so good that they can add no time to their decision. That you remove the timeline from, oh, well, I'll think about it. Remove the timeline from their decision that says, and literally stick with it. Don't do it as a sales ploy. It's, how much is it? $2,500. Ah, $2,500. Yeah, $2,500 right now. Let me think about it. Okay, I'll give you 24 hours and follow up. Well, I might need longer than that. Stick with your word. If they follow, if they're further than 24 hours, go up. It's opportunity costs. Opportunity cost. At that point, that was your rate before. You learned something different. You added something to it. And as you grow and as you develop, and genuinely, you should be obsessed with creating distance between what you knew yesterday and what you're learning tomorrow. And the more distance you can, that was pretty good too. You ought to quote that. You ought to put that on Instagram or Twitter. I'm on a roll. Kill them with it. Okay. But you really should create distance between what you knew yesterday and what you're learning tomorrow. And the more distance you can create, the more money you can charge, because your skill set and your knowledge increases, your income increases. All right. But that's how you market and sell to people who don't want to be marketed or sold to. If I can help you in any way, if you know that you are looking to market and monetize online, what is that? You're looking to attract your dream clients where they happily pay you top dollar, as well as you're looking to monetize, increase your income while cutting your work time in half by automating your entire business. What is automation? It is where you can create hands-free money, money that works for you instead of you having to work for it. You don't have to trade time for income. I'm your man. So I can help you in any way. www.monetizewithmarcus.com. Let's have a conversation and see if it's a good fit for us to work together. If not, what's so amazing is I'm meeting so many amazing people that I love what they're doing, and I'm in a place now that I want to start referring people as much as possible. I'm not everyone's coach, you know, because everyone comes in at a different price point. Everyone comes in with a different mindset. And here's a piece I didn't want to say because I'm over talking now. Every amount of money you take comes with a mindset. So the cheaper you are, the mindset that is attached to that is a little cheap as well. So I don't necessarily work with people who are of the mindset of not wanting to do the work. But those who are wanting to do the work already started, but you're saying, I need a simpler way. I would love to see how we can start the conversation of marketing and monetizing online. I'll talk to you next episode. Let's win together. Win today.